Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 7th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Each weekday morning, we prepare these messages and, of course, share them through the podcast with the goal of encouraging others. Thanks for listening today. Today's message is titled, Sowing Seed. There are two scripture verses we use. They initially will not seem to be related, but they are. John 3, verse 16, and Matthew 13, 3 and 8.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A farmer went out to sow his seed, where it produced a crop, 160, or 30 times what was sown.
Jim is a friend of ours who was raised in a non-Christian home. He shares an interesting means by which the seed of God's truth was planted in his life. As a teenager, he saw a television advertisement that featured a man sitting on a stool reading a sign. The camera focused on the man's facial expression as he was reading, while the back of the sign was blank to television viewers.
As the man read the sign, he would respond with expressions such as those heard in the youth vernacular of the 60s. Wow, this is far out. Cool, man. And so forth. At the end of the ad, he turned the sign around to face the camera very briefly, and Jim caught a glimpse of words unfamiliar to him at the time. But they were shown so quickly that he was unable to read the entire message.
Well, he was so intrigued by the mystery message that he decided to memorize the words a few at a time whenever he saw the ad. He watched and memorized one little phrase at a time. For God. The next time he saw the ad, he memorized so loved. And the next time it was the world and so forth. By now most readers and listeners recognize a very familiar passage, of course, was John 3:16. Jim sees this ad as a seed planted several years prior to his making a commitment to follow Christ during his high school years. He shared this story as a demonstration of the Spirit's progressive work in drawing him to Christ. I believe it also illustrates the power of the Word of God.
As it turns out, it was an advertisement placed by a church group in an attempt to witness of Christ's salvation. The believers who put that ad together in the late 60s couldn't be certain of its specific impact on the lives of the viewers, and how that some 40 years later, Jim would look back and see it as a seed planted in his spiritual life. But they were obedient in sowing the seed of God's word.
Jesus spoke in parables to the crowd that gathered by the sea in Matthew 13. He likened the kingdom of heaven to a man who sowed good seed in his field. Though there were obstacles also sown by the enemy that caused some seeds to die or be stunted in their growth, nevertheless, there was a future harvest. And the seeds that were once very small, nearly invisible, grew and produced great results.
And that's the nature of our sowing seeds of truth along the path of life. So very often we don't know how effective our sowing is, but we need to be faithful to the call and commit the results to God. A beautiful passage that is such a wonderful reminder of sowing seed is from Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. One day, I firmly believe that we will have some wonderful testimonies of the impact of our seed sowing.
So we ask you today, we ask ourselves this as well. What type of seeds are you sowing today?
Let's pray together. Father, we want to be faithful in sowing your righteous truths by the manner in which we live and by the message we share with others. The gardener sows good quality seeds, expecting a high yield as they grow into healthy, vibrant plants. But the wise gardener knows there will be involuntary weeds, dry spells, unwelcome pests, severe temperatures, and other obstacles that will threaten the vibrancy of the sown seeds. Nevertheless, the gardener must plant the seed to experience a future harvest. Father, you have commanded that we too must sow the seeds of truth, no matter the yield we see with the visible eye. We commit the fruitful harvest to you, the Master Gardener. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are considered a privilege and blessed that we still have the freedom to share these messages and use this medium of the internet, podcast, and of course the various ways we post it in a written form as well. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This again is the message that we prepared for Friday, the 7th of November, 2008. If you go to the site today, we do have a number of photos up, kind of a supplemental illustration regarding some seed sown across the road from us, quite unintentionally as actually a vegetative debris, but yet we have a beautiful flower that resulted, and that is our main picture today. But we also had some excitement in our home today. You can read a little bit about that and see a picture. So Brooksine was doing her work on the message, and often we work together. We both have aspects, but had a little bit of time, so I took Roxy for a run, our dog Roxy, on our trail, and I noticed she wasn't with me coming back, and I went back to explore, and lo and behold, she had gotten caught in a fox trap. Thankfully, a neighbor helped me get her out, and she's right here beside us now, I think quite content to be home. We also have a couple of suggested songs today, not that it's related to the messages we would like, but nevertheless, songs that we feel would be a blessing to you. Have a wonderful day today. Continue to stay faithful in your role in sowing seed.